The water came in through the patio and the house is flooded.
While more rain is in the forecast, it will be nothing like the strong, persistent storms that dumped up to 20 inches in parts of the state. The Supreme Court has struck down a ban on devices that turn firearms into more powerful weapons. More from CBS's Jen Crawford.
In a separate opinion, Justice Sam Alito signaled there were no Second Amendment concerns, emphasizing there is a simple remedy. Congress can amend the law. But the ruling prompted a fierce dissent by Justice Sonia Sotomayor, who argued the decision would have deadly consequences.
A federal judge ruled that conspiracy theorist and InfoWars host Alex Jones must sell off nearly all his personal assets to start repaying the families of victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. Our Omar Villafranca spoke with Robbie Parker, whose daughter Emily was among the children killed.
The hearing comes the same week the survivors of the Sandy Hook massacre graduate from high school. Former classmates wore green and white pins to honor their memory, a memory Parker hopes never fades.
Some of the communications between the families have been just very beautiful, and so it is touching and it is emotional.
Jones lies about the shooting over and over. He owes the grieving families nearly $1.5 billion. Former President Trump celebrated his 78th birthday yesterday.
Happy birthday, President Trump. Sorry we couldn't bring you presents today, but we're all going to give you our vote. That's the biggest present you can ever get.
Happy He celebrated with his Club 47 USA fan club in West Palm Beach. President Biden with birthday wishes for Trump in a post on X. He wrote, "Happy birthday from one old guy to another," adding, "Age is just a number." President Biden, by the way, is jet setting from the G7 summit in Italy, flying across 9 time zones to LA for a campaign fundraiser tonight, which includes Hollywood A-listers George Clooney and Julia Roberts. Late night host Jimmy Kimmel will be there, and also former President Obama. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"No!"
What you really need to say is something that can actually help.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
And just like that, State Farm is there to help you file your claim right on the State Farm mobile app. So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Now. Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas. Loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to now.
Good news from Chicago.
Chicago does not have a lifeguard shortage, according to Park District Superintendent Rosa Escareno.
I am just so happy that we are beyond the pandemic hiring issues.
Pools and beaches in Chicago will be open on Monday for the first time since before the COVID-19 pandemic. The superintendent said this summer is different because of a ramped up recruiting campaign and the launching of a new lifeguard explorers program for teens.
We would pay them over $400 to learn to swim or brush up on their skills, getting them ready to be lifeguards.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
Your morning OJ is expensive right now. The world is seeing record high prices and extreme weather is a big factor. This year's orange harvest in Brazil, the world's largest orange juice exporter, is likely to be the worst in 36 years due to flooding and drought. Stacy Lynn, CBS News.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny, a high near 71. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 63. On your Sunday, mostly sunny with highs near 85. 88 and sunny on your Monday. For Tuesday, mostly sunny, 86. Slight chance of an afternoon shower or thunderstorm.
It's 60 at our studios.
From Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond, local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination. On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for. Every day is an endless stream of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me, the movies and the factories, and every stranger's face I see reminds me that I long to be homeward bound. I wish I was homeward bound. My thoughts escaping home, where my music's playing home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Tonight I'll sing my songs again, I'll play the game and pretend. But all my words come back to me in shades of mediocrity, like emptiness and harmony. I need someone to comfort me. Homeward bound, I wish I was homeward bound. Home, where my thoughts are escaping, home, where my music's playing, home, where my love lies waiting silently for me. Silently for me.
Breaking up is hard to do. Remember when you held me tight and you kissed me all through the night. Think of all that we've been through, and breaking up is hard to do. They say that breaking up is hard to do. Now I know that it's true. Don't say that this is the end. Instead of breaking up, I wish that we were making up again. I beg of you, don't say goodbye. Can't we give that love another try? Come on, baby, let's start anew. 'Cause breaking up is hard to do.
Timeless hits. WRJN.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Hi, folks. This is Carrie Joy with your Work Buddy Minute and a thought about how to spend less when you're shopping online. As a busy mom, I know that online shopping can be convenient. Sometimes a little too convenient. Today's tip is don't fall for the free shipping. You know that moment when you've got the thing you were looking for in your online shopping cart and, oh, look, if you just add like 11 more bucks of stuff, you can get some free shipping? Before you click on that fancy pair of socks that you really don't need, go check the actual shipping costs. It's usually still cheaper to pay for shipping. I mean, you really think those companies are offering free shipping just because they're nice? We all love deals. But when you're trying to save money, if you don't need a thing, think twice before buying the thing. For more savings tips, head over to workmoney.org, check out my videos on YouTube, or text MONEY, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, I'm Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Get ready to go all in for cash battles at Pottawatomie. This June, go head-to-head with your fellow club members for a chance at your share of 200 grand in cash. Play with your club card for entries. Hourly drawings on June 6th and 20th from 4 to 8 p.m. Each drawing, two winners split 20 grand. Cash battles at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel Milwaukee. It's the biggest cash bash of the summer. More info at paysbig.com. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. A voter suppression bill aimed at students and younger voters in New Hampshire has moved forward in the state's legislature. It requires proof of citizenship papers from every registering voter and could disenfranchise thousands. HB 1569 would end decades of allowing a citizen registering who can't immediately access citizenship papers to use a sworn affidavit instead. It also requires narrow options for photo ID when voting, also with no opportunity for a sworn affidavit. There's almost no evidence of abuse of the sworn affidavit system, for which lying brings fines or prison. The bill is the latest in a decade of GOP bills to target thousands of New Hampshire student voters who are domiciled in the state most of the year and may register and vote if they qualify. GOP attempts to change domicile rules, end same-day registration, and require in-state tuition have all failed in the legislature or the courts. Such a bill doesn't just affect students, however. A new survey of the Brennan Center for Justice suggests that 21 million voting-eligible Americans don't have ready access to proof of citizenship. citizenship. HB 1569 is one of a number around the country targeting specific populations, including Black, Brown, and Native Americans. Governor Chris Sununu has not said whether he'll sign the bill. Litigation is likely if he does. Find out more and the groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Bob Neal and Edgar Hellum fell in love in the 1930s. But they also fell in love with Mineral Point, Wisconsin, where they worked together to rescue and restore buildings set to be demolished. The gay couple gave Cornish language names to those properties. The best known may be Pendarvis, a piece of history from the mid-1800s when Mineral Point was a lead mining town. Their success during the Great Depression is considered the start of what's turned the area into an art and tourism hub. It's a story of love and preservation, and you can still experience it today thanks to Bob and Edgar. I'm Terry Barr.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
sympathy. I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud of me? Yes, you know it. Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me? Baby, baby, please don't leave me, girl. Now I heard a crying man is half a man with no sense of pride. But if I have to cry to keep you, I don't mind weeping if it'll keep you by my side. Ain't you crying, baby, sweet darling? Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you crying, baby, baby? Please don't leave me, girl. If I have to sleep on your doorstep all night and day, just to keep you from walking away, let your friends laugh, even this I can stand, cause I wanna keep you anyway I can. Ain't you proud of me, sweet darling? Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me, baby, baby? Please don't leave me, girl.
You can't say we didn't listen to you. You may have noticed WRJN is playing the timeless hits you told us you missed. We'll still bring you Racine's local news, weather, and sports every day, now enhanced with timeless hits. Don Rosen expands his morning show to 9 a.m., followed by Cindy Huber 9 till 2 and Kurt Volman afternoons 2 until 6. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Come home from a heart.
kicking down the cobblestones, looking for fun and feeling groovy. Hello, lamppost, what you knowing? I come to watch your flowers growing. Ain't you got no rhymes for me?
Got you, babe. you'll ever do. Two can be as bad as one. It's the loneliest number since the number one.
a Saturday. A regular crowd shuffles in. There's an old man sitting next to me, making love to his tonic and gin. With a joke or to light up your smoke, but there's some place that he'd rather be. And the manager gives me a smile, 'cause he knows that it's me they've been coming to see, to forget about life for a while.
Radio refreshed. WRJN.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheese making. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Celebrating our dairy farmers with this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
Because all of your hope is gone, and you're not. Another sad day and night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Dig this. I got in town a month ago. I seen a lot of girls since then. If I could meet them, I could get them. But as yet I haven't met them. That's why I'm in the shape I'm in. Here another sad night that I ain't got nobody. I got some money cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had someone to talk to. I'm in an awful way. Now another fella told me he had a sister who looked just fine. Instead of being my deliverance, she had a strange resemblance to a cat named Frankenstein. Here another Saturday night, and I ain't got nobody. I got some money, cause I just got paid. Now how I wish I had some chick to talk to. I'm in an awful way, yeah.